This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of A Bad Mom's Christmas, written by James Berardinelli of Real View. He gives it 2.5 out of a possible 4 stars. The runtime is 1 hour and 45 minutes. The rating is R for profanity, sexual content, and drugs. The genre is comedy. It's directed by Scott Moore and John Lucas. The cast includes Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn. Quick blurb here. A plot-by-numbers sitcom movie that tries, perhaps too hard, to reproduce the elements that made its predecessor successful. A Bad Mom's Christmas is one of those plot-by-numbers sitcom movies that tries, perhaps too hard, to reproduce the elements that made the earlier film successful. As such, it never strays far from its safe place, and although it offers occasional chuckles and even a few solid laugh-out-loud moments, the picture as a whole seems redundant and superfluous. In offering more of the same as Bad Moms, it paradoxically provides less. Something often true of sequels for films initially designed as one-off properties. Writer-directors Scott Moore and John Lucas have returned along with their three leading ladies, Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn, and many of the supporting actors. The chief villain from the first film, Christina Applegate, gets a cameo. This assures continuity, and at least in terms of the overall tone and approach, A Bad Mom's Christmas falls into lockstep with its predecessor. It's painless enough that fans, and there were tens of millions of them, of Bad Moms will likely enjoy the second go-around. However, with the freshness gone, the sequel falls into the familiar pattern of regurgitating rather than advancing, making A Bad Mom's Christmas feel stale. The movie picks up shortly after the end of the first installment. The titular Bad Moms, Amy, played by Kunis, and Kiki, played by Bell, and Carla, played by Hahn, remain friends, and each continues living in much the same vein as when we last saw them. Amy is now dating Jesse, played by Jay Hernandez. Kiki and her husband are doing better with co-parenting, and Carla is paying more attention to her son. But winter is coming, and along with it are the ghosts of Christmas, past and present. All three moms get visits from their own mothers. Kiki's, played by Cheryl Hines, is clingy with no sense of boundaries. Carla's, played by Susan Sarandon, rarely visits, and when she does, like now, she's looking for money to feed a gambling habit. And Amy's, played by Christine Baranski, who comes with a mostly mute husband, played by Peter Gallagher, in tow, is a type A personality who belittles everyone except her grandchildren. Happy ho-ho holidays, and to all and to no one a good night. A Bad Mom's Christmas is primarily about three women taking back Christmas and forging new adult relationships with their mothers. In true sitcom fashion, everything is resolved and placed in a neatly wrapped package with ribbons and bows by the time the final credits dance onto the screen. The light drama is tepid, and the narrative is threadbare, but that's expected with this sort of production. The keys to enjoying A Bad Mom's Christmas are appreciating the individual performances, laughing at the comedy bits, and absorbing the chemistry that evolves over the course of the movie's 105-minute running length. Christine Baranski steals the movie, with Susan Sarandon coming in a close second. The three original actresses willingly take a back seat for long stretches to allow their older co-stars to have the spotlight. Katherine Kahn gets some solid laughs, but the other two, Kunis and especially Bell, don't have much to do, and except for a few moments, fade into the background. The movie as a whole is a mixed bag and recommended primarily for those who enjoyed the first one or who love to devour any and all Christmas-themed movies. There is a sugary snack and a not satisfying main course. Bad Mom's Christmas, once again, its runtime is an hour and 45 minutes. Directors are Scott Moore and John Lucas. The cast includes Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Katherine Hahn, Christine Baranski, Cheryl Hines, Susan Sarandon, Jay Hernandez, Peter Gallagher. The screenplay is by Scott Moore and John Lucas. It's rated R for profanity and sexual content and drugs, and this is a comedy.